take a little closer look at him. But if he wants it done that way, and as far as Crook's concerned, I'm satisfied that if you want to do it that way, we'll look and see. I told this to Bill every time he's mentioned it, told him the reasons why, went over the Weaver case with him, pointed out that since they were not up there before Congress adjourned, that it would be best to send your recommendations the first day of the session, which we normally do. I don't believe Crooks would want to come in there between Thanksgiving and Christmas anyway with the family and moving them up there, but he might do it.
Yes. Well, with Crook and with Kelly, the problem isn't just them. The problem is the stability here, the feeling that some of these people have necessarily when they're under
control. I don't see how you're going to remove that stability. The Senate votes on them, though. They're never going to be permanent in the job until they do.
I didn't mean with respect to them, Mr. President. I mean with respect to the people who are working.
I know it, but just let's assume that every one of your staff members was really, morale was terrible until they understood whether it be Crooks or Brown. I don't follow that, but I assume that's true. I don't know how it can be settled until the Senate votes on it, and the Senate can't do it until, say, they have the hearing and vote on it, say, the 18th of January. I think just the fact that you say it's not going to make it true.
Well,
and they're not going to know that the man's going to be there.
Well, my thing, it won't make any difference at all, I agree. But I think that this is what I was trying to point out, that if you would say it, it would be a great indication to them. I don't mean to crook, Mr. President, but I mean to the people. For example, in the Vista program or the Job Corps program, it would be an indication to them of your backing for a particular man and for that program.
Well, I would like to do that the first week in January if their constitutional setup would permit them to just let me do that. I can't call the Congress back for them even if their morale is low. And if they could just indulge the Congress this 6 weeks, it would be helpful to all of us.
Yeah. I see. All right, well, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Okay, buddy.